This is Twit.
You may have been affected recently by networking issues last Friday. Now, in fact, many large-scale sites and services appeared to be down, actually unreachable here. Now, what was the cause? Well, Cloudflare's DNS service was the culprit. Now, the outage seems to be started around 2:15 p.m. Pacific time, right during our Twit show, actually. We actually saw some of the effects. And it lasted for roughly around 25 minutes before connections began to be restored. Now, social media swarmed around the idea almost immediately that this may have been an attack on the internet, and the internet was being taken down. Of course, they had to jump to that first. However, Cloudflare was quick to jump to social media to call out the cause of the issue. Now, can you guess what it was? That's right, a configuration issue. Now, if you remember last year, Amazon AWS had a similar issue when a bad configuration made its way through the rings in the production ring, affecting thousands of people. Well, according to Cloudflare, the issue appeared to be that a router in Atlanta announcing bad routes, effectively a route leak. Now, fortunately, it had a limited impact, only impacting their backbone. And since then, all of their POPs are connected to their backbone, not everyone saw the issue. Now, but it does appear the impact was around 50% of Cloudflare's traffic for the period of time it was down. Now, Cloudflare later confirmed that the issue was caused by a mistaken configuration applied to a router during a route routine update. Now, here, there was no attack, and it was not a failure of the router's software. It was essentially a human error and not enough automation and gates to catch it in the pipeline. Now, when we bring on the guest later, I'm definitely want to get his take on this issue too, because I think it's a great topic for that. Now, Curtis, I want to throw this to you first, because is this just even more proof that DNS is a weak link and it needs overhaul here?
Well, I'm not sure that DNS by itself is such a weak link. I mean, it's a vital piece of the foundation of the internet. But what it does show is that there are relatively few authoritative DNS servers out there. There are really about half a dozen that the majority of people use. And when one of those goes down for whatever reason, it's going to have sort of an outsized impact. So I think this is one of those things where the call to action for most organizations and individuals is going to be to use their configuration in their routers and on their workstations to do things like have multiple DNS servers. You know, in most cases, you can have multiple addresses that you resolve to, so that if it fails on one, it drops to the second and so on. If yours doesn't, it's time to go take a look at that.
Agreed. Well, Bam, I'm going to throw this to you because DNS is vulnerable in all kinds of mishaps, mistakes, and even vandals. Now, with secure DNS and DNS over HTTPS or TLS, do you think this will make it better, make it worse, not really affect it at all? What do you think?
Well, in this particular case, secure DNS doesn't help us at all. And the reason is that it was the underlying network, right? You have the OSI model. It's always good to kind of look at where problems have occurred. And in this case, the problem wasn't with DNS. It was how can we get to the DNS server? And the how do we get there is at a lower level. Is that the network level? And in this case, BGP is the culprit. So one of the things that gets, people are like, oh, I hear a DNS outage. Can we secure DNS? I'm not saying we shouldn't secure DNS. Absolutely, we should make it more secure, get to DNS over TLS or DNS over HTTPS, some way to secure it so that we don't have man in the middle and DNS tampering. But in this case, we're looking at a BGP problem. This is the network getting screwed with. And many times on this show, we've talked about how easy it is to compromise BGP and reroute huge swaths of internet traffic through China, for example. We've seen that recently. And this is a case where a misconfiguration happened, but it could have just as easily been another attack on the BGP infrastructure, causing a reroute of traffic or a stoppage of traffic.
Right. Now, Curtis, as noted, a lot of you guys are saying, hey, like the sites were down, but they were just not resolvable. It's not that they were down. It's that they were not resolvable. Now, we talked a little about, hey, BGP is a problem. The network layer is a problem. What is there anything that a site or service can do here to combat this problem? Obviously, because it's a DNS hiccup or BGP hiccup, they're not unreachable. You can still reach them via IP address or something else. Is there anything else an organization can do to combat this, or they have to just wait for their DNS servers to come back?
Well, it's one of those multi-layered problems, because if, for example, a company and its website, if their upstream DNS services were somehow compromised, then the solution would be to have additional failover DNS services. That's where something the DNS services that we've seen throughout the years can be of real help, because it means that if your upstream provider is down for whatever reason, then you can fail over. The problem that was going on here, though, was not so much that the companies who had the web servers were having the issue. It was that all the people who were trying to reach their web servers were having an issue. And unfortunately, there's just very little a company can do about that. I mean, you can be advertising your location as loudly as you want, but if all of your customers are tuned to another channel, that message isn't going to get through.
Right, right. Well, it actually talks about a little bit more about how we can secure, and not secure, but actually make this protocol a little bit better. I mean, there's lots of ideas out there. But like you said, sometimes you're just a slave to the system. So we'll see how that goes and see how that kind of evolves over time.